This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Two and oh, swing at a high drive. That's going to tie the game. A blast by Riley, who missed out on back-to-back bases-loaded opportunities. Here he hits the solo shot, and he has tied the game. It's 3-3 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Back-and-forth game last night. Phillies with a Harper homer and a Turner homer, and Alvarado closing to finish it out. Also, heck of a start by Taijuan Walker, 4 2/3 of scoreless baseball. But that bullpen, Hugh, an issue right now, and it continues to be. It's thin down there. You feel it every single night. And it got me thinking last night, just watching the game and watching how they won. And your guy, Taijuan Walker, doing a good job last night. It does have the wheel spinning in my head a little bit here. Let me ask you a question. Well, I'll present something, but first I want to ask you and everyone something. Are you buying what you're seeing from Taijuan? Now, he's your guy. I mean, you basically called his first two starts to a T. Are you buying the new Taijuan?
I think so. Because the one thing I saw last night, he's locating very, very well, throwing heat, playing with a lot more confidence. I ain't going to lie, though. That fourth.
You were a little nervous.
Ooh. When he loaded some bases, then he came back and did it again. Ooh. Yeah. I was like, oh, they about to let me have it tomorrow. But he worked his way out of that. Defense played well. Shout out to the defense that they had behind him. You got to start. Like, that's a confidence builder against a good team because – if I'm not mistaken, I remember somebody saying, hey, wait, let's see what he does against the Braves. Was that you that did that, by the way?
Oh, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And
so
he did it.
What a dope.
Listen.
I know.
You know what we got last night that we didn't get the other night? A pitcher's duel. Almost tweeted out. But I was like, wait a minute.
You were nervous?
Yeah, because it just started to go a little south.
Yeah.
We got my man Nat Light on the mound for the Braves against Taijuan. And I'm like, wait a minute. This was the game that we thought we were going to get the other night.
Grant Holmes' nickname should be Natty Light, by the way.
It is Natty. Well, I call it Natty Light.
I like that.
Me too. So, all right. So you are buying Taijuan. Here's what I'm buying with him, Hugh. He looks to me like he's competent again to at least be a fifth starter, right? He's playable again. Now, I mean, do I think he's going to keep putting up zeros every start? No. I mean, we could be real about this. I don't think that's going to happen. But he looks competent. He looks like they could roll him out there as a fifth starter for a little while and get away with it. And, Hugh, that has opened up my mind to something. So Ranger Suarez starts a rehab assignment today. Let's play this out. Let's say Ranger needs two or three weeks to get ready to come back. 2 or 3 weeks from now, if Taijuan is still pitching like this, what do they do with Ranger? Because my first thought is the bullpen stinks right now. Ranger's been good in the bullpen before. Really good. I mean, 3 years ago, he was maybe one of the best two or three relievers. He closed games. Hugh, I am considering riding with your guy Taijuan, letting him stick in that fifth spot in the rotation, and saying, Ranger, we need your help in the bullpen because I know you could do that. Where do you come down?
Now, I know why you're picking Ranger because Ranger has more experience
in the bullpen. Yep.
But listen to me, and this is...
Wait, are you about to propose high-leverage Taijuan?
listen to me. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm thinking, thinking in a vacuum. The fourth and fifth inning yesterday... didn't feel good about that. Look, and I want to say, even when y'all forced me, y'all twist my arm to make that prediction yesterday.
I'm going to twist your arm.
I did.
You never did. Do that.
We put pressure on transparency.
You put pressure on
the audience needs transparency.
But yesterday, when he worked his way out of the jam, I'm like, I don't know if I could live through another one of those. I know it's a long season, and I'm being a little snowflake.
So you're the Taiwan guy.
I was being a little snowflake.
So you're moving him to the pen?
I would probably, in a two or three inning kind of setting, yes.
High leverage Taiwan.
I don't know about how much left. We talking about what, six? Like sixth inning?
I don't know. They need help down
seventh
there.
Inning?
They need. We all agree they need help down there. The bullpen's not very good right now.
I would say I want to see if I can put Ranger in the starting lineup and get more from him, and I'll put Taiwan in relief.
All right, let's hear from Topper. At least we're being honest together about the bullpen that it needs help. Topper, and I know he can't say the truth, but here's Topper lying to everyone about his bullpen right now.
Yeah, I feel comfortable with it. You know, like I said, Ruiz is throwing the ball well. I know he gave up a run tonight. Two runs?
Two walks.
Yeah, that was the killer for him, leadoff walk. But, you know, I trust those guys. I have confidence in those guys.
You think he's telling the truth that he's got confidence in all those guys?
I do.
Stop.
I think it's early. And you have to, I think what you're not factoring in is the desperation from the Braves. This was it. Like you even said going into this series, that this could bury the Braves.
It could have.
They're fighting and scuffling. They were fighting and scuffling yesterday. They've been doing that this whole series. This, you can't deny with the star power that they had. I think what Ryan had his family down there. Rasheed Wallace was down there watching. Like they had some people watching the game. That had somewhat of a playoff atmosphere.
It has a big game early season feel. Yeah, it does.
That felt more to me watching the game last night and the night before. That felt more playoff atmosphere-ish than against the Dodgers.
They both felt big. Yeah, I mean,
but that Brave game, those Brave games have been a back and forth, infinite tussle.
The Braves feel like they're bringing the most intensity of anyone they've faced so far. Because Dodgers are just a great team, but the Braves need these games. Yeah, I am. Kyle, where are you at on Taiwan? I'm starting to feel comfortable enough to let him roll as the fifth starter until Painter gets here. And I need help in that bullpen. If Ranger is healthy in 2 weeks and ready to roll.
Oh, yeah, and Ranger in the contract,
I'm not worried about that. You worried about Ranger's contract?
Well, he's worried about his contract.
You have a major league buzz again.
Come on. I need outs. You worried about his dollars and his bank account.
See,
need outs in the sixth inning.
This is the problem with fandom.
That's the problem with me, basically.
Because you don't want to look at it for what it is. Ranger Suarez is in a contract year.
Good for him.
You're going to tell Ranger Suarez when he just saw Nola get paid and Wheeler, hey, you know what? In a contract year.
Head to the bullpen. Mm-hmm. Yes.
No.
Yes.
I want to get paid like a starter. What? I want to get paid like a frontline player.
Well, so now while we're airing things out, you know what the problem with you is?
what I do?
You're thinking too much about this guy's feelings.
I am.
This is like
who cares?
I am trying.
Sensitive
Douglas. Somebody's going to pay $1 million. It's going to be fine.
He wants to be a frontline starter.
Good for him. I want to win the World Series.
I do too, Kyle.
Nah.
But
someone saw the questioning.
I thought you'd be all into this. We're propping up your guy Taiwan.
No,
now you're ripping Taiwan.
I'm not.
You build him up just to tear him down.
It's unbelievable.
What's today? Thursday? Oh, it's getting close to Friday.
That's what
this is. Where it wraps up.
No, full transparency. I love what I'm seeing from Taiwan so far.
Get out.
It's been great. Yeah. Saiwan Walker, some are referring to him as.
Okay. They haven't even listened to Cy Young.
The thing is about Taiwan yesterday, and you know, the first game against the Rockies, I was like, whatever. Let's see it a little bit more. What I liked about him yesterday was that he did get into a little bit of a jam.
And
the Taiwan from the past 2 years would have imploded.
Oh, there would have been seven runs.
It would have been awful. We would have had to yank him. Mm-hmm. The fact that he worked out of that was a really, really encouraging sign. I just don't view him as a guy that can come out of the bullpen.
First of all, he
doesn't throw hard.
And I'll look in his career. I don't know if he ever has come out of the bullpen.
Right. Ranger has experience doing it.
Yep.
I would feel a lot more comfortable. And even if like we needed to bring Ranger in for long stretches, like I understand that he's a lefty and we need a righty, but Ranger's been a starter for a while. That's where that experience will come in. Mm-hmm. He can go against lefties. We've seen him shove against lefties in the postseason. Like, I would feel much better about Ranger coming out of the bullpen. And by the way, Ranger's got back issues. Maybe limiting the amount of times he's throwing the baseball is the best thing for both parties.
It might help. And he's been good at it. I mean, if you tell me Ranger's healthy and it's a big spot in the seventh inning, if Topper went and got him, I'd feel good. I think they have an option now. I never thought this was possible.
Yeah.
Before Taiwan's first start, when we all laughed at your prediction, I thought he was going to be off the team in 2 weeks. And now it's like, wait a second.
He looks pretty decent.
He looks at least like he belongs in a rotation somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, and these are questions, and these are things that you're going to have to answer as we progress through this. But my initial thought immediately is that Rangers not going to go in the bullpen.
Major league buddies.
I'm not trying to be his buddy. I'm trying to give you guys.
Well, you think Taiwan's going to want to go to the bullpen?
I don't think either one of them. But I think you have a better chance of putting Taiwan in the bullpen than you would Ranger. Well, in a smaller sample of size.
I think Ranger would do it. I mean, he might not be happy deep down, but I mean, what is he going to do? Say no?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, this is a year of sacrifice, but I don't think initially he's going to want to do that. I don't.
So, look, they do have a couple weeks to play this out. He starts his rehab assignment today. Look, 3 weeks from now, if Taiwan's struggling, the conversation might be moot. Yeah, right. But if Taiwan's pitching well, I think they have an option there. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Anthony in Norristown is up talking Bohm, Phils, and everything else. Hey, Anthony.
What is going on, guys? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Anthony. What's up?
So I got a little thing on Bohm, a little thing on BG, but I wouldn't name this toy right now.
What do you got?
Simon.
Simon?
Nah.
Simon says. Simon.
Yeah, Simon, you're talking about the one you had to repeat, though, right? The repeater.
Yeah.
The blue, it was the blue, yellow, red,
blue,
and green.
Yes.
It's not, Anthony, it's not it. You would have heard the celebration buzzer. Yeah. But all right, I actually think people are giving good guesses.
They're just not getting this one.
Yeah. All right, Anthony, what do you got on all those topics?
So with Bohm, honestly, I think you sit him, and maybe not even for the whole game. You put him in the locker room. You have him listening to the game while he's meditating and just calming himself down.
That's a thought.
Trust me, because at some point, if they get down, he might get this feeling like, I need to go out there and just maybe by a sixth, seventh inning, switch him in for somebody to go up the bat, and maybe he has this confidence that he didn't have before.
Let's send him on a darkness retreat, too, with Aaron Rodgers in Egypt.
With some ayahuasca.
Visit a witch doctor.
That might be the way we get rid of him. Where'd he go? He's somewhere. He's in Egypt. He's on a retreat. I don't know. Anthony, what do you mean about BG?
BG, he needs to remain retired. He doesn't want to become a Tom Brady or one of these other people that retire and unretire. He won his last year with the Super Bowl. He's got two with the team. That's the perfect time to end it and then just, you know, hang out with the team, help support them, whatever, but, you know, retired.
So I hear you. It is a great ending. I mean, Hugh's right and you're right, Anthony. But what if he wants to play football?
Like, can't play forever, man.
I know, but why are we deciding his ending?
Well, because
he should get to write his ending, and I don't mean he gets to play here forever. If the Eagles look, the Eagles have a lot of young defensive ends, right? They signed Ojulari, they signed Uche, they have Jalex Hunt, they have Nolan Smith. I mean, sometimes teams move on from you. That's okay. The Eagles are in their rights to say, "Hey, Brandon, we're ready. We're ready for the next step." But if Brandon wants to play football, and I'm not saying he wants to play somewhere else, but he should be allowed to play football.
I mean, you should play as long as you can, and Brandon's trying to do that. But again, Joe, there's nobody that has had the career that Brandon's had in the NFL. He's one of one. And I feel, me personally, if it was me, as much as I want to play, you risk tainting that legacy, in my opinion, in my humble opinion. Because Brandon might not, like, again, and again, Joe, you're never going to get rid of that feeling. That feeling's never going to go away. That feel every Sunday I have to calm down because I want to play, but I can't.
You should try.
Oh, hell no. Man, I would die because I couldn't breathe after we ran the first play. It's hard to play football. I mean, it's no joke. And I remember when I retired and walked out there on the field and I saw that, I was very humbled because I was like, damn, I can't believe I did this for 10 years.
Because they were moving Brandon, so fast, yeah.
Brandon did for 15 years. And your body, like, read the social cues, your body's starting to break down. You can't, even though you might feel like you could play, but your body's telling you, bro, you can't do what you used to do. Hmm. That's the hardest thing. And I get it, man. And I'm not sitting here trying to tell Brandon, you know, that he shouldn't do what he feels in his heart or anything like that. But the writing's right there.
I wonder if it's actually harder when you still have something left in the tank.
Yes, like, I could imagine.
Right, like if you're done and the league's telling you you're done, your body's telling you, it's like, all right, I can't play anymore. I'm not good anymore. But if you're still good, like, I think it's part of why Jason was so emotional last year.
Because he can still play, but
right.
And he probably still struggled, especially with them winning a Super Bowl. You don't think Jason wanted to play?
I'm sure he did.
And you know Jason probably sat up there every day after he retired. I said, damn, shouldn't have retired. But this is the decision I made, my family. And then you have to see this one. You have to start looking at other things that you find joy in life. Like his kids, he just had another baby girl. Like there are other things and other things, well, other ways you can channel your energy. Brandon just hasn't found that yet because football is life. And everything that he says about the locker room and the camaraderie, I get all of that. But, dude, you're not going to lose none of that. You're just not going to be a part of that locker room anymore. But the guys that you've played with over the years, you still got that family.
215-592-9494. Don't forget, later in the show, we have our new segment we end shows with now about you people. Yes, the
you
YouTube
people.
Audience, because we are live on YouTube. Now you can watch the show as well as listen to it on YouTube. We'll check in with the YouTube audience coming up in a little bit. T in Georgia is up. Hey, T.
Yo, what's up, guys? How's it going, guys?
Hey, T.
I appreciate you listening to you on the Audacity app down here on spring break as a teacher. Alec Baum, here's the deal. I'm sorry, set him down to AAA. And my rationale for this is maybe those young bucks on the farm team are going to get a message. And then maybe in return, Mr. Baum will also get a message and realize how important and how blessed he is to be in this position.
So here's what I would say to that, T. They would need to be able to have someone that could come up and take the spot. I mean, like, Aiden Miller is one of their top prospects. He's a shortstop. I think he could eventually be third baseman. I think in 2 months, 3 months, if Aiden Miller's going to cover off the ball, maybe. You know, maybe he comes up and takes the spot. But if you're sending him down, are you just sending him down and playing Sosa every day? Is he the third baseman then?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Okay.
And then also, I'm going to have to mention something. I'm not sure. I'm talking about mindset, like mindset cue. It's going to adjust, in my mind, Alec Boehm's position in life.
Well, it would have to be humbling. I mean, any player that's been in the big leagues this long to be sent down to the minor leagues would be incredibly humbling. I mean, I don't know how he'd respond to it. I actually think he'd be embarrassed.
Yeah, a little bit of that, especially when you talk about being an all-star and then all
bad?
Of a sudden, what would you say?
Is that bad though?
Maybe not.
To get sat down?
No, to be embarrassed.
Oh, so yeah, I think it would be bad for him. I don't know Alec Baum's origin story. I don't know how he came up. But it's obvious in some aspects of his play, he hasn't had a whole lot of adversity. because it doesn't feel like he handles it well. Say, like, on the flip side of that, we talk about Taiwan Walker and the year he had it, and we laughed and giggled last week when Topper was talking about how he got booed and how he felt bad for the kid, and everybody was like, so what? He endured that for a whole year.
Yeah.
And he compartmentalized that, came out, and he's having the start that he's having. Everybody's not built the same.
Well, look at the opposite. I mean, we could all have our opinions on how great of a quarterback Jalen Hurts is. Here's what we all agree. He's mentally tough. Right? Yes. Think about Jalen Hurts. You said his origin story. Benched and then transferring, second-round pick. You know, the Jalen Hurts, we all agree, is a mentally tough player. And Alec Bohm right now is it. T, we appreciate the phone call. All right, let's go to Angelo in Westchester. What's up, Angelo?
Hey, what's up?
Angelo, what's up, buddy?
So my comment here also, one quick thing. Thank you here for taking a picture of me last week at opening day. Just had to get that out the way real quick.
Oh, there you go, man. Of the people.
I was being nice.
Yeah, at least that day.
Dude, you're always nice, man. My one thing is with Bone is that we're too late. I mean, if he sat around here, but we're saying 6 years on the ball club, he sat around guys like Harper, Schwarber, Nola, Wheeler, Real Muto, the list goes on. And he's not learning. He has the same mental age as when he came in here. And it's not going to get better. We could send him down. That's not going to do anything but diminish his trade value. But there's really no trade value because we didn't get rid of him during the offseason. We don't have a replacement for him like other guys. Like we have – the one thing I was confused when we signed Trey Turner is we had Aiden Miller down there. So we put a lot of pressure on the both of them. And then we have Crawford in the outfield. There's three guys in the outfield next season that are likely going to be fighting for a platoon spot, if not a bench spot, because Crawford's going to be starting on this team next year. So it's a lot of the same things, and I don't know why we put our basket, I mean, so much in the breadbasket with Bone.
Well, I don't know. Here's the one thing, though. They haven't re-signed him. I think they realize he's not long for here. It's just a matter of the present versus the future, right? Like, I don't think he's going to be the third baseman 3 years from now, Angelo. I think that ship is sailing away. But do they need him?
Who can we go in the direction now that we sat here waiting for so long is my big thing.
Well, if I had to guess, I think they're going to still trade him. I think at some point between now and the end of his contract, a year and a half from now, they're going to trade him. It's a matter of when and what they could get back. And like, none of this is going to happen tomorrow. So they got to try to get still something out of him before that all happens. And I would drop him in the order tonight. Angelo, what do you got for us for a guess for Hughes Clues? What is he talking about?
G.I. Joe figures.
That's a good guess.
Good guess, Angelo.
Now they're getting warmed up. Are we talking about, like, to be more specific, even you didn't win, by the way, but I just wanted to know which ones you're talking about. Are you talking about the 6-inch G.I. Joes, or are you talking about the little G.I. Joes?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's not here anymore, but that's okay. I think he was thinking about the little ones.
The little ones. Because I don't know, because when I was growing up, the big G.I. Joes.
That's what I had.
Was with the hair. They had the facial hair.
I don't
know. Yeah, they had, yeah. So it just all depends on which one you're talking about.
How do you feel that we're 2.5 hours in and people haven't?
No, people got it. It's just that.
No, people did not get it.
Well, people that follow me on the Twitter, they got it and they heard it. They know what it is.
I wonder if the you people have it.
The you people ain't got it. They're warm though. Okay. You're warm. Okay. I think you're forgetting about
this. You checked in on the you people.
I checked in on the you. Well, I don't check the YouTube. I wait for Kyle. I like that to be a surprise.
Yeah, I like that
too. I like
for
the mean and hurtful things to be said to be a surprise.
He was an idiot. Oh, I didn't know that. Let's go to Andy in Westchester. What's up, Andy?
Bad Clue Hugh.
That might be a top seed next year in the bracket of Hughes.
And you know these clues are fire. Andy, I think me and you are about the same age. Just think about it for a minute.
I know. I have a bunch of things, but I'll hang on. But I like also his wise old Hugh with Brandon Graham. Are you certain he was saying how he said that to him? Because I thought he said he was praying and said Lord told him to go out on top.
You know what? We could play it again. And so John Clark put up, that's where I first saw it. And then we went and found the audio.
He did say something about the Lord and Howie.
But Howie was part of it. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So John Clark put the quote up. We played the audio of the quote. And then at the end, the context, the backdrop was Howie talking about his conversation. Brandon talking about his conversation with Howie, suggesting that he retire. Like the person he was referencing saying it's a fairy tale ending was Howie.
Okay. I kind of missed that because I thought he was saying he was praying and that's the answer he got. But all right. Well, anyway, with Bohm, I feel for him in that he's going through this mental thing, but what is it possible to put him on the 15-day list on the IL and just let him go clear his head.
It is. Yeah, I mean, teams do this. You kind of have to have the – it's like a wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, the player's got to be on board. I mean, you can't just tell him you're hurt and he's, like, got to pretend he's hurt. Like, the Dodgers do this a lot, Andy, and I always think it's half of it is make-believe. But I think everyone's on board. Like, it's almost like a break for their pitchers they give them, and they say – yeah, whatever. Back inflammation. You know, something very vague. So if they do it, they'd probably have to be on the same page with him. Like, hey, let's take a little rest here, and we'll just call it a sore back or whatever.
Right. Or, I mean, you hear personal reasons.
Right. Yeah, you can do that too. Yeah.
If you bench him, then he's sitting there stewing. You know what I mean? He's sitting there with everyone, and he's going to feel like crap. If he's just gone for a couple weeks, maybe it gives him some time to get together. But who knows? If he had a whole off season and doesn't seem like it worked.
It does not, unfortunately. Andy, where are you at? What's your guess? What do you got for us?
All right. So I know all the ladies would be falling all over you if you rolled up on your green machine.
Andy, you know.
That's what I'm talking about. The green machine was the hottest toy on the strip.
Tricycle.
I had the stupid jingle that, you know, ended up burning out.
No, listen. I was telling Joe, the big wheel is the Mustang. And the green machine is the 5.0.
All right, Andy.
That's the one, the 5.0 ball.
Was I being disrespectful? Hugh was trying to describe it to me this morning. And I was like, the tricycle.
Not a tricycle.
Well, it is.
And he got upset because it was a tricycle.
It's not a tricycle.
How many wheels? How many wheels?
Tricycles are metal.
How many wheels did
it
have?
It had three.
It's three
wheels.
But hold up, though.
Saying that.
The big wheel had a handbrake. The big wheel had a handbrake.
Oh, wow.
Right.
And
the two levers.
Man, listen.
Living in caveman times, a handbrake was a big invention.
When you were little and you hit the corner on the big wheel.
The 70s was a long time ago.
You hit the corner on your big wheel, man, on your green machine, and hit that handbrake and spin out.
And the ladies were there.
And all the ladies were like, oh, look at him. He was winning.
Holes in your wheels.
That's it. Yeah, you had to get another big wheel. Mom was like, no, you ain't getting another big wheel. But Mom.
But I don't think calling it a tricycle is that offensive.
It's disrespectful.
It's a tricycle.
It's like calling a Harley a motorcycle. That's what it is.
It's not.
Is a Harley a motorcycle?
A Harley is a bike.
What?
So it's a horse.
It's a motor.
It's called a horse.
What are you talking about?
Most people call Harley horses. It's an iron horse.
Okay, but is it not
but
a motorcycle?
It's an iron horse. Harley Davidson is an iron horse.
I feel like you're tap dancing.
I am not tap dancing.
Andy, congratulations.
I'm standing on business.
You're tap dancing. Andy, won a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, coming up, we'll get to your phone calls on Boom, BG, Taiwan. Big win for the Phillies last night with the Turner home run and Alvarado closing out. But we got to get to a pretty juicy situation brewing in the NFL that the Eagles could potentially get involved in. A huge name, and maybe he's not going to be on his team for very much longer. We'll hit that next midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Swing into the biggest golf event of the year with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, where every putt and every drive can bring you closer to victory. Right now, all customers can get a profit boost every round of the first major. Boost your winnings on anything from outright winners to round leaders to tourney matchups and so much more. I'm on Colin Morikawa in this tournament. FanDuel is your go-to for betting on Augusta. Tee off with a variety of bet types and live bet as the tournament drama unfolds. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout-out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.